Are there those present in the room who wish to testify in opposition to this bill?
Good morning. Senator Carney, Representative Moonen, and the esteemed members of this committee. My name is Ken Mason, and I am the sheriff of Kennebec County. And I am here on behalf of the Maine Sheriffs Association. Now, we Maine sheriffs, we discussed this bill, and those present voted to oppose LD 1603. Maine sheriffs recognized that inmates housed within our regional and our county jails, they have a right to confidential contact with counsel and endeavor to provide that access responsibly. Our opposition to this bill is specific to language that would add burdens to our already stressed systems within our jails. As written, LD 1603 would require each regional and county jail to designate a private and secure space for inmates to view and store materials related to criminal proceedings, to include video and audio materials within 18 months of the bill's passage. Maine's 15 jails leave very wide, and this mandate may be feasible for some existing facilities, but not to all. Sheriff Dale Lancaster, our president, was a member of the committee that brought forward these recommendations and expressed concerns over the inability for some jails to adhere to this mandate. Maine sheriffs urged members of this committee to acknowledge that some jails may be unable to meet this requirement by removing language in the bill that requires the jails to identify and provide this space. There are many factors to consider, such as safety of other inmates, availability of staff to coordinate assessing such a space, and availability of space to store materials. We know our jails are understaffed by 93%. Passage of this bill would add more work to those staff members who are managing the daily operations that house an average of 1,700 inmates on any given day. Additionally, Maine sheriffs oppose the addition of another member, the Maine Criminal Justice Board of Corrections. This board is currently comprised of 18 members, which is an extraordinarily large board that is charged with creating and providing training for criminal justice personnel. While this recommendation is included in the report from the committee, it is important to note that this particular item was one of several that was not passed unanimously. Finally, we wish to commend Senator Carney for her work on this committee. The committee was run with focus and with respect. We do not agree on all the facts of the report, but we do appreciate that process. Thank you for the opportunity to share the concerns of us Maine sheriffs. We urge you to vote ought not to pass on LD 1603. And I'm happy to answer any questions that you may have. And if I don't know the answer, I will find out what it is.
Thank you very much, Sheriff Mason. Are there questions from the committee? Senator Brady.